Rob G has joined us in the studio. He's an international spoken word artist, poet, and comedian, and he's here for the Adelaide Fringe. Hello.
Hello, Charlotte. Thanks for having me.
It's great that you're here. Tell us about your show.
It's called Fruitcake, Ten Commandments from the Psych Ward. I was a psychiatric nurse for many, many years. I still have a lot to do with mental health and all that kind of caper. And the show is ostensibly a night shift on an acute psychiatric ward seen through the eyes of a jaded nurse who hears the voice of God. And for the purposes of the show, God happens to be an elderly Rastafarian lady, and she gives him these very benevolent commandments to sort of handy lifestyle hints, really, to help him through the shift and life generally.
So my understanding is that this is from the nurse's perspective, but it's part of a broader trilogy of shows around mental health.
Yeah, since leaving nursing, which I did a while ago, I've had a lot of pontificating to do about the world of mental health. And so I wrote a trilogy of shows. So Fruitcake is largely from the point of view of a nurse. And I wanted to do that because no one ever really hears the psych nurse's perspective, really. There's a show called Kevin, King of Egypt, which is about a bloke who thinks he's the king of Egypt, and that's very much from the point of view of a service user. And there's a show called Forget Me Not, The Alzheimer's Who Done It. That's a murder mystery set on an Alzheimer's ward, and that's mainly sort of vaguely from the point of view of a carer. I have to say, Forget Me Not is currently being used to train nurses in the UK in ethics, which is a lot of fun. And so the trilogy of shows sort of trot their way around the globe, really, doing the thing they do. It's a lot of fun.
And you're in Adelaide. What is it? What number fringe is it?
This
you?
Is my 71st Fringe Festival, Charlotte. I'm so old. My 71st Fringe.
Wow.
Can you believe it? My first one in Adelaide. You know.
Yeah. So you. It's kind of a challenging concept to get across in a funny way, isn't
what?
It, mental health?
Mental health and comedy. And all. I suppose I've always thought it's not the subject that makes a joke offensive, it's the intent, it's the reason you're telling those jokes. And I think as long as your jokes are coming from a place of compassion, you can't really miss, to be honest. And I also think the psychiatric system's probably the easiest target of all. And I wrote it because there's a lot of myths I wanted to bust about mental health, and an awful lot I had to say about it. And I don't know, I suppose if you're going to write comedy about psychiatry or any of these kind of themes or whatever it might be, there's two pitfalls. One is that you just sort of let's laugh at mad people. It's all a bit snidey and a bit, you know, just a little bit disingenuous and mean and cheap. And the other is you get so busy trying to sort of pass on a message that you can get bogged down in your own worthiness and you forget to be funny. And I don't know, I think we're all capable of being brilliant or ridiculous, whether we've got a psychiatric illness or not. And I also think that the main thing I wanted to get across in Fruitcake really is this, I think one of the biggest myths of all is the idea that psychiatric illness is something that happens to other people. And it really isn't. It really could be any one of us given an awful enough set of circumstances. And if lots of really bad circumstances all amalgamate and come at you together, it becomes a lot more likely. So it's really about trying to normalise these things and bring them into the mainstream through the medium of having a chuckle. Yeah.
And you still take the shows into hospitals as well, don't you?
I do. Well, not the shows as such. I do. Sometimes I perform. I do perform in prisons and things like that. I go into psychiatric units and do workshops, sort of bespoke comedy, improv, slam poetry workshops with inpatients. And that can be everything from dementia settings to child and adolescent psychiatry inpatient units and psychiatric intensive care. You name it, I've got in there and we've done things together. And that could be loads of fun. It could just be like, you know, ridiculous word games to, we might write a group poem where I'll be like the scribe and everyone will fire off their ideas. And I'll rhyme it up or we'll write a poem about it. And basically what you're trying to do, you know, you're using things like improvisation and writing skills to improve confidence and listening skills and self-esteem and literacy and all that kind of business. So if you are recovering from any kind of psychiatric distress or any kind of psychiatric episode, these things are good for the soul anyway. So why not take them into settings where people need them the most?
So where, remind us again, where, when and how we see the show at the Adelaide Fringe.
I need to remind myself as well. right, it's at Tundanya Arts Centre, which is pretty near the garden. And so I'm doing till the 25th of February till 7:45pm. And then the 28th of February till the 4th of March at 6:15pm. It's an hour long show. It's air conditioned. There's alcohol. And yeah.
And it's Fruitcake, Ten Commandments from the Psych Ward. Thanks so much for joining us, Rob.
Thank you very much, Charlotte.